Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos Daf Yud Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amad Beis on the fourth line, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mantana Ein Moichin Oisai, Rabbi Meir, Bram Kubyudan, Bedinu Shehim Mutal Moichoi, Mekav Achoyme. Ma'am Shvi'ath Shein Poyin Choyv Medamea Mutal Moicho, Ma'aseh Sheni, Shepoyin Choyv Medamav, Ein Odin Shehim Mutal Moicho. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, similar to the previous version, that we had in the end of the previous daf, for who is the Tana that prohibits selling Ma'aseh Sheni? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda would say that it should be permitted based on a different Kal Vachomer to the one we learned earlier. If Shvi'ith, with which one may not pay off a debt, is permitted to sell, Ma'aseh Sheni, with which one may pay off a debt, should certainly be permitted to sell. Ha Ashkechanan Shepurin Choyd Medamav Kei Detaninan Taman Moshach Eminu Ma'aseh Besela V'lei Hispik Lefdoisei Ad She'omad B'shtayim. Where do we find that one may use Ma'aseh Sheni to pay off a debt? It's like the Mishnah that we have here later on in the fourth perek. If the buyer drew Ma'aseh Sheni from the seller worth a seller, and before he had managed to redeem it, it became valued at two seller, he gives him a seller and gains a seller, and the Ma'aseh Sheni is his. If the buyer drew Ma'aseh Sheni worth two seller, and before he managed to redeem it, it stood at the price of one seller, he gives him one seller of regular money, and he may give a seller of Ma'aseh Sheni money. In that case, the buyer has a debt of two seller to the seller, and he uses Ma'aseh Sheni money to pay it off. Amav Yosi Shnihi Shemeshash Rishoina Ma'aseh Sheni Chayev Ilu Chayev Hayolai V'Nosanai Ma'aseh Yos. Rabbi Yosi rejects this. He says, no, that case is different, as from the first moment he was obligated in a payment of Ma'aseh Sheni. It would only be a proof if he was obligated in a regular debt, and he would be permitted to pay Ma'aseh Sheni money. Amar Biyudan Masnis Na Makein Shu Osel Amaychoy Detanin Antamon Mezid Kidesh Shegeg Loi Kidesh Imat Oime Yehi Mutal Amaychoy Yehi Mutal Kadesh Boy. Rabbi Yudan says we find a Mishnah that forbids him to sell it, and it's a Maseches Kedushin in the second parak. If a person betrothed a woman with Ma'aseh Sheni money, whether inadvertently or intentionally, she is not betrothed. Rabbi Yudan says that if intentionally, it's a valid betrothal. If done inadvertently, then it's not valid. If you say that it's permitted to sell, it's permitted to betroth with it. If not, it is prohibited. And anything that's prohibited to sell is also prohibited to use to betroth. As the Mishnah taught in Maseches Shvi'ith in the 8th Perek, one may not buy slaves, fields, and impure animals with Shvi'ith money, and if he did, he's penalized that he must consume the equivalent amount of other produce as Shvi'ith produce. And Rabbi Yosi Zoyse Meres, she'osa likach isha, medamei Shvi'ith, delechein ma ben koine isha, ma ben koine shifra. Rabbi Yosi says this shows that it's forbidden to betroth a woman with Shvi'ith money, as it's no different to acquiring a maidservant using Shvi'ith money. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yudan b'shem Rabbi Yila, divrei akolhi mipnei zil zula, I should say. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yudan quoting Rabbi Yila said, our Mishnah follows all opinions, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that one may not sell Ma'aseh Sheni because it disgraces it. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Acha divrei akolhi kadeshu hakol zukukim lemechitzasam. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Acha says that all agree that one may not sell it, so that all will come to Yerushalayim to consume it, thereby bringing them to fear of heaven. Ketzad im mashkenoi soy hanechas l'seich beisoy shel chaviroi lemashkenoi ali mashken Ma'aseh Sheni shaloi. The Mishnah taught that one may not use Ma'aseh Sheni as collateral. How is it? If a creditor enters the debtor's home to take collateral on the loan, the debtor should not give him Ma'aseh Sheni. Tani v'li mahinin oisoy v'li yitnenu lechenvoni sheyich lalav. The Baisa teaches it should not be given as a guarantee for a new loan, nor should it be given to a shopkeeper so that he will sell him food.